Today's guest on Medio Scientific's The Business of LoRaWAN is Bob Blanchard, Senior Manager of Business Development at Clickatec. Bob brings a rare combination of creativity and technical expertise to the IoT world, with decades of experience designing and deploying wireless solutions. At Clickatec, he focuses on end-to-end LoRaWAN deployments, from initial ideation through to cloud integration, with clients ranging from smart resorts and multifamily housing developments to medical monitoring startups. In this episode, Bob shares what actually makes LoRaWAN a slam dunk fit for certain environments, how Clickatec identifies high ROI use cases, and what common mistakes companies make when evaluating IoT protocols. He walks us through real-world deployments like monitoring pill packs to reduce opioid overdoses, and explains how LoRaWAN avoids the interference issues that plague other wireless tech like Zigbee and Bluetooth. This episode is sponsored by the Helium Foundation's IoT Working Group. Helium offers global LoRaWAN coverage that you can use exclusively or roam onto. If you'd like to see if Helium coverage exists near you, check out the links in the show notes. To get started using Helium today, you can sign up for a console account with Medio Scientific at console.medioscientific.com. Now, let's dig into the conversation with Bob Blanchard. Bob, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on, man.
All right. Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
I'm super pumped. I thought we'd start at the place that you wouldn't expect anyone in IoT to be, which is your self-described inventor and artist. So walk me through how someone like that comes to IoT and LoRaWAN.
Oh, you know, it's funny. You know, it's a creative mind thing. I'm one of those weird people that has both sides of the brain functioning at you know, equal levels, so to speak. I've been a photographer my whole life, you know, literally since I was a young teenager and published very early and have always been behind the camera creating. And that carried forward. And I had a passion for technology. So even when I was just a youngster in high school, and I've been around a long time here, you know, pre-internet and everything, but I always had a passion for technology as well. So the two converge in a big way. So when you talk about an inventor, an artist, call it a Renaissance man thing or whatever, but it's about having vision to see things before they actually exist. So whenever I take a picture or create a photograph or whatever, I'm always composing it in my mind and then creating it in a camera. And whenever you invent something, what's the first thing that happens? You're imagining it in your mind, and then you're figuring out how to create it. You know, you can see, if you have a mind like this, you can literally see the end product in extreme detail before the first step has ever been done to execute on that product. And you have no idea what the road between the inspiration and the end path is going to be like. It's usually very zigzagged,
yeah.
Rarely ever straight, but you just have that ability to see what is going to be at the end. And it's just that creative mind that does that. You can paint the picture and see it clearly before it ever exists.
Well, it's a nice way to skip ahead to my last question, and we'll come back to the rest of them. But it begs a question, what do you see now that doesn't exist yet, specifically in LoRaWAN, but could be in the wider world of IoT that is like, okay, this is very clearly coming. I'm not sure how we're going to get there, but this is what's going to happen.
I actually see a lot of things. I see a lot of use cases that haven't been explored yet. In fact, in some cases, we've even written some articles for LinkedIn for things that nobody has done yet with LoRaWAN that can happen. You know, one of the cases that I put out there, just arbitrarily, not to my knowledge, doesn't even exist, was, you know, golf course management, you know, using LoRaWAN for golf course management to do everything from judging distance to holes to, you know, managing the entire greenskeeping process and ensuring that you're not putting holes in the same place that they were before, or monitoring the soil for nutrient contents, for moisture, to better conserve water and make the course just healthier. And this is a total arbitrary case, but it's very doable with LoRaWAN. It's the perfect solution for it because, again, you're dealing with a very vast area where long-range communication is necessary because you're certainly not going to bury wires to do all of this. You need to have radio communications that can reach those distances and monitor those sensors and devices that you put out there. And at the same time, it can actually enhance the user experience as well by saying, here's the exact distance to the hole. We've got a sensor in the flag stick or something, and we know exactly where it is on the green. And here's from your cart, here's exactly where it is. So there's, and you could do that through a mobile app or whatever. So there's lots of opportunity there that people just don't think about. And I think that's where that comes in. I mean, and even within building management and property management, there are so many unexplored and untapped capabilities within long-range, low-bandwidth protocols like LoRaWAN that can make the infrastructure so much easier to manage without a lot of infrastructure headache of having to deal with lots of gateways and lots of wire pulling and, you know, switch ports and all the things that you have to do to deal with traditional IoT management. LoRaWAN gives you capabilities for those types of use cases where it's such a shoe-in fit. And one of the things that I always talk to customers about when it comes to LoRaWAN is, especially when you're dealing with things like multifamily homes or resorts and hotel environments and things like that, you don't understand a lot of times the way that wireless technologies interact and interfere with one another. And when you're dealing with IoT devices that are being used heavily in a customer Wi-Fi environment, you're all working in the same frequency range, whether you're using Zigbee or whether you're using Bluetooth or whatever. And those create problems. It interferes with guests' ability to use Wi-Fi and interferes with your ability to monitor your devices. When you put LoRaWAN in play, it works at frequency ranges well outside of that 2.4 gigahertz spectrum and gives you the ability not to have to worry about that. You're not dealing with impacting your guests. You're not dealing with having to worry about whether you're going to get a sensor reading because there's so many people using Wi-Fi or whatever, and you're not able to be on top of channel management and all the things you have to watch. So it's those types of things that I don't think a lot of people really calculate in when they're looking at their wireless solutions for those types of environments. And that's where I see a lot of untapped capability. Not to mention the fact that, you know, again, in even inside of a building, you don't need very many gateways at all. You know, right. Maybe a couple, maybe right. One per property. It just depends on the construction. But it's nothing like if you're putting in the higher bandwidth, shorter distance protocols. You've got to have them everywhere. And so it cuts way down on the expense and the maintenance.
Okay, so I can see just from that how you might pitch a potential customer for Clickatech, because they obviously can talk about what LoRaWAN can do. Can you walk me through maybe how you're finding or targeting those customers if it's not secret sauce? And then if there's kind of a standard customer flow where you say, hey, we found this person, here's how we kind of process them through from a business perspective, what we're doing.
Yeah, in many cases, in some cases, they come to us, obviously, through our site. In many cases, we might contact them in a trade show where we're pretty active in the trade show scene, where we're out there looking for the people who are looking for the solutions. And as well as we have incredible partners that we work with. And a lot of times our partners, since we're very diverse, we're not just a company that specializes in LoRaWAN or anything else. We work in all levels of technology. We're really an end-to-end solution provider, all the way from the cloud, all the way back to the device, and literally everything in between, mobile app development, web app development, cloud infrastructure, all of that. So many times our partners are referring their clients to us who are building something and they need that long-range protocol environment. So we'll get a lot of leads from them. As well as, you know, we're out there obviously actively marketing as well. We've got a great marketing team and they're doing a great job and going out and finding people. And as a result, we've had, yeah. So multi-headed, I guess, is basically the best way to put it. We don't have one simple approach. It's many.
And is there the most common problem? If someone kind of pulls you aside at a trade show and they're like, oh, what do you do? And you start talking to them, you're like, oh, I can totally help you. Is there something that you're looking for other than like, oh, they need some kind of long-range solution? Are there specific things that you guys are like, oh my God, we've rolled out these smart buildings so many times, I can have this rolled out faster than anyone else just because we've done it 1,000 times kind of thing?
Yeah, I would say, environment has a lot to do with it. For example, I'm here in the heart of Orlando. I'm literally 3 miles down the road from Disney World. So there are a lot of mega resorts around us and they're big properties. In many cases, they're multi-building. Some of them have 5 or 6 golf courses on them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, how do you manage an environment like that without pulling infrastructure all over the place? I mean, some of these properties are tier 300 acres, and LoRaWAN is a perfect solution for that, for interconnecting your entire campus and being able to manage it. And so some of it is just slam dunk type stuff, right? And even when you're talking about interbuilding, as I alluded to before, where you're really just trying to cut down on infrastructure cost, and all you have are devices that are speaking very, very small amounts of data at a relatively infrequent rate of time. You know, I always tell people I probably wouldn't recommend LoRaWAN for a missile warning system, but
it hit 10 minutes ago.
But I would certainly recommend it for, you know, wanting to know if there was a leak somewhere or something like that, where you can still respond within a reasonable amount of time without it being a life-threatening event kind of a deal.
And are there customers that you hear about that are kind of commonly thought of as being LoRaWAN customers, where you think, there's not enough money in that? And for me, agriculture comes to mind in some sense, where it's like, you really got to have the right type of farmer who's saying, or rancher saying, yep, this is what I want to do, and I can very clearly see the cost savings, et cetera. Are there customers out there like, that's not really what we are looking for?
You know, not really. I never try to pigeonhole anybody like that. I always try to look at it from what's your problem, and we're going to give you a solution. Maybe it's LoRaWAN, maybe it isn't, but we're going to evaluate it. And in many cases, for example, we've done things, everything. One of the coolest ones that we've done was a pill pack monitoring system where it's blister packs of medicine that insert into a simple cradle. And this company's name is Counted. We helped them develop this. It basically lets the monitoring facilities know that this person has taken their medication, or they forgot to take their medication, or they took too much of their medication. So every time they pop a pill, it trips a sensor in the pack and sends a LoRaWAN message back and says,
super cool.
So that's kind of one of the cooler ones that we've done. But again, you needed something that you don't know if they're out sitting in a restaurant or if they're at home or where they are. So you have to be able to monitor that happening in a reasonable amount of time and be able to alert, you know, number one, if they didn't take their medication when they were supposed to, or they took too much of it. And it was really driven, the person who did it had a medical background and saw the opioid problem, and he wanted to come up with a solution to prevent opioid overdoses by, you know, people taking too much of their medicine or whatever. And that was what was kind of the driver behind it. It was a really cool project to work on. Really nice folks.
When you do those, you must learn a ton from every project. Are there things that you've learned over the years where you're like, this would really help? Like, let's say there's someone listening to this who just started their LoRaWAN company or their IoT company, and they're like, I'm listening to these because I want to learn from folks who've been there. What are some kind of lessons from the masters, lessons from the trenches where you're like, don't do this or definitely do that?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, there's always lessons learned in every single project, I would say. I've probably learned more lessons from the higher frequency band problems than I have from LoRaWAN, to be honest with you.
I mean, that's a good signal in that LoRaWAN just doesn't have as many problems.
Right. I can tell you about a particular project that we worked on in my past, where we were doing a Zigbee mesh network and did all the scientific work to figure out what this particular facility needed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And once it got deployed, nothing worked. And we couldn't figure out why nothing worked. And of course, they're calling us and they're upset because their Zigbee mesh network was very unreliable, to say the least. And when we went back in and looked at the building, they had hung metallic wall art all of the walls inside of the building. So there were signal blockers everywhere.
Yeah.
And of course, when you put the infrastructure in, none of that was there. So you couldn't test it, you know. And that's, you know, that's obviously always the shortcoming of radio signals of any type, that, you know, there are things that they can go through very well, and there are the things they can't go through very well. But what you will find is that with LoRaWAN, it can go through things a lot better than almost anything else can.
It is pretty special that way. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. It's always an amazing thing where you're like, I know you see this thick set of walls, but trust me, your signal can get in or get out. Okay. So it sounds like Clickatech is doing kind of the whole thing. Is there anything in there that you guys, or that you think is super special about what you do, or you're like, this is the one thing we do probably better than anyone else in the world? I mean, you guys are partners at AWS. You're not a small venture. You're figuring it out.
Yeah, we actually just got our premier partnership with AWS, as a matter of fact.
It's Congrats, good job.
Been a big deal for us. And so we're really proud of that. I think probably our biggest thing that we bring is our ability to co-create with our customers. So we just don't listen to them and say, what do you want us to do? And we'll do it. We actually sit down and really engage with them, and we really help them develop their idea. We give them a lot of our lessons learned, as you said, and teach them, yeah, that's probably not the best way to approach that, but this other approach works a lot better. We've experienced this. We've done it this way, and it works really well. It's an ability to sit down with that customer, really understand their needs. We have probably the best R&D team that I've ever been around. I mean, these guys are really, really good. And I know they're going to probably watch this podcast and I'll never hear the end of it, but that's okay. I will blow their horn all day long. They are really good people. And really, all of our people are. We don't have any junior level people in this company. Everybody that we have on board is a seriously good engineer or developer. And, you know, so it's fun to work around that. You know, for people who have ever been in that place where you're kind of that go-to person that's doing it all, and I've been in companies where I was in that role,
yep.
Man, I came here and I'm just a face in the crowd. It's fun because you can get into some ideation sessions in this place that will absolutely blow your mind. And the ideas and the solutions that come out of it are just as fun as can be. So that is what I would say is probably our biggest strong suit is our people are all really smart. They're really creative and they really are customer obsessed. And it shows, you know, in all the products that they help produce. So
that's right. It's always good to have a super strong stable. Very cool. Bob, thanks a ton for making the time. I know all of the folks in IoT are super busy and there's always a million other things you can do. I really appreciate you coming on and kind of talking us through a little bit of what you do. Thanks, man.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of The Business of LoRaWAN. I built this for you. So whether you're a business owner, a LoRaWAN professional, or a hobbyist, the intent is to give you great LoRaWAN information. Of course, the best information doesn't come from me. It comes from the conversations we have with the people building and deploying this tech in the real world. And that's where you come in. LoRaWAN is a global patchwork of talent and ideas, and ironically for a globally connected network, most of the brilliant folks working on it aren't connected yet. Help me change that. Introduce me to someone awesome in your network, someone doing meaningful work in LoRaWAN, or just shoot me a name. I'll take it from there and get them on the show so we can share their work with the world. You can always find me at metsci.show, that's metsci.show, metsci.show. If you want to support the show in other ways, you can subscribe, leave a review, share it with your corner of the world. All of those are super helpful. If you'd like to support financially, you can go to support.metsci.show for both one-time and recurring options. We're also open to sponsors. If your company serves the LoRaWAN community and you want to reach this dedicated audience, let's talk. If you want to try LoRaWAN for yourself, create a Medio Scientific account at console.medioscientific.com and get your first 400 DC for free, which is enough to run a device sending hourly for about a year. This show is supported by a grant from the Helium Foundation and produced by Gristle King, Inc. I'm Nick Hawks. I'll see you on the next show.